Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to create the marriage you want by embracing who you are. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar and you will find us. Or you can head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. It's sort of a solution tool. So visit my website to download it. Okay, so let's dive in. We're going to talk about how to create the marriage you want by embracing who you are. So I thought I would start by telling you about my client, Sarah. She said that he and her husband, they've been married a long time, they get along, but there's just like no romance, no passion anymore, no real fun, that they're kind of more like roommates. And she wanted more intimacy and fun and connection in her marriage. And she told me that she tried talking to her husband about it and complaining and even different things like being passive aggressive or, you know, I don't think anyone ever does it on purpose, but, you know, she recognized that there have been ways that she's tried to get that restored in her marriage, but it wasn't working. And in fact, her efforts were making her husband more angry than anything. And it felt like everything she was trying to do was driving them further apart. So it was making her feel pretty insecure in their relationship. So my client did not know what to do. And I'm sharing this with you today because Sarah does not have a unique problem. Many women, if not most women, would love to have more romance and connection in their marriage. And so that is what we're going to talk about today. So first, I would like to explain a little bit about why this happens in our marriage and then give you some tips for how to make it better. So the reason why is primarily due to some of the differences between men and women. Women are biologically nurturers, we're biologically wired as nurturers. We are the ones generally with the skills to anticipate the needs of our husbands and our children and other people in our life. But with our marriage, we do tend to be the one paying the most attention to the relationship, trying to nurture it, trying to problem solve when things go awry. We're really the ones who are keeping the pulse on the relationship. Now, men, they are biologically wired as providers and protectors. And it doesn't mean the relationship is not important to them at all. It's just that they show it in different ways. So how they show it is more by working hard and establishing their career. So I want to put that out there because, like I said, I believe that's how we're biologically wired. I think that's how God made us, and I think that he did it on purpose. Men and women are different. This is general terms. Of course, there's always going to be exceptions to the rule, but generally, women are better at relationship, and men are generally better at providing. So here's something that you might be thinking. My husband was really good at relationship back when we were dating, right? He courted you. He probably made you mixtapes or wrote you love letters. Okay, so mixtapes might be dating me a little bit. That's what was happening when I was dating. And so men are, when they're courting, they do act really good at relationship. And then all of a sudden, the wife, after they're married, feels like, where has all of that loving feeling gone? I'll tell you where it's gone. Your husband's male need for conquest was kicked into high gear when he was trying to win you over. And then you said yes, and you got married, and he won. He won you. He believes that you should know he loves you. And that is that. And now he can focus on providing for you. Seriously, that's what he thinks, that you should know he loves you. But for us ladies, we thrive on relationship. And that's part of why we had such a high when we were dating. We want to keep those loving feelings flowing. So what I want you to know is that this change that happens after the marriage and after the honeymoon phase is over, it's not a character flaw in our men. It's not that they're broken and need fixing. They're just simply operating how they were designed to operate. We both bring different gifts and skills to our marriage, and I think those differences are really what make the marriage work, when we'll let them work the way they're supposed to, right? I think it's important that one of us is good at keeping tabs on the relationship and that the other one is really good at providing for and protecting the family. Of course, these are generalizations, right, for the most part of the population, but certainly there are people who will fall outside of this. But think about it. If we both focus on the same thing, if we both were just focused on just making the relationship great, there might not be a steady job to support the family. Remember that honeymoon phase and all of that in love feeling back when you first met? Do you remember that? How like you couldn't think of anything else but the love of your life? Well, that can't go on forever, right? Nothing would ever get done. Eventually, that bliss fades and we fall into our more normal roles. So I've given you a lot of my thoughts and theories, but I have a statistic to help support what I'm saying. In her research, author Shanti Feldhahn discovered that 78% of men said even if their wife earned enough to support the family, they would still feel a compulsion to provide for their family. I hope this statistic is just a reinforcing to you that that's how men are biologically wired, or that's how they've come to be, that it's how they are. I mean, just think of it. And since early times, men are usually the providers. That's how they're wired. And I want you to understand that that's where it's coming from. It's how he was made. So here's another statistic to back up my whole theory and what I'm trying to share with you. Shanti Feldhahn's research also showed her that 70% of women said they would rather experience financial struggles than relationship struggles with their husband. So that's backing up the fact that women are more relational than men, that we care more about relation than men. And if we were faced with having to choose between having a financial struggle or a relationship struggle with our husband, we would choose the person. We would choose our husband and think we'll figure this money thing out together, right? But we want the relationship is what's most important to us, where our husbands are focusing on providing to try and prevent those financial struggles and also to make you happy and provide for you and me in the things that we all want. Okay, so I hope that kind of helps you see the why here is I'm just trying to show you that's how we're wired, men and women. We're different. We're wired for relationship as women, and men are more wired for providing and protecting. Now, does that mean that we just have to accept that our husbands are not good at relationship and that we just have to suffer through it? No, ma'am. No, we don't. You knew I would have some tips for you, right? So my first intention for you is to share this with you so you have a deeper understanding and so that maybe you can give your husband some grace. I'd like to start there first, like saying, okay, I understand better so I can relax a little bit and cut him some slack and give him some grace because he's not intentionally not working in our relationship. It's just not his strong suit. And it's probably even a little bit scary to him, to be honest. But that's okay. You can help him with that. But then what? Okay, what do we do next? What can we do to get more connection and intimacy flowing again? So many women want to sit their husband down, like my client Sarah did, and tell them that they need to be more intimate. Unfortunately, this rarely works because it makes our husbands feel criticized and angry. And that's another big difference between men and women. I'm sure a lot of clients I talk to express that, like, to me, that they tried to talk to their husband and their husband just immediately got defensive and angry. And that's because he felt criticized. So it can be pretty tricky to try to talk to men about things like this. So obviously that's an option. You could try it and see how it goes. But I would like to suggest a different approach. I would like to suggest that we do something ourselves to reignite that connection. So for example, if you want more romance in your relationship, do something to bring more romance in. Maybe you're someone who wants more spontaneity in your relationship. What can you do to bring more spontaneity in? And maybe you want more kindness in your marriage. What can you do to bring more kindness in? What can you do first? That's what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that you go first, that you take the lead on creating the marriage that you want, and that you think more from a we perspective and a teammate perspective. And as you do, most of the time, your husband will catch on and he will start sending love and attention in your direction. So another statistic, because I really try to back up what I'm teaching you with statistical information. I hope you get that from me, because theories are great, but when I have research to back it up, I want to share that with you. So again, Shanti Feldhahn, this was for her book, The Kindness Challenge, which is a fantastic book if you haven't read it. She discovered that 74% of spouses said when they made a concerted effort to be more kind and focused on their spouse for 30 days, their spouse changed too. So 74% of the time, that kindness or romance or spontaneity was reciprocated. So that, I hopefully, gives you hope and encouragement that if there's something that you would like to change in your marriage, you can bring it in. So changing our marriage starts with changing us. So I like to keep things very practical for you too. Let's get back to our story about my client, Sarah, who was looking for more connection and intimacy in her marriage. So while coaching her, like, one of the complaints that she had on this topic was about how little they communicate during the day. So we just talked about what could she do to communicate with him during the day that would increase the connection. And she realized as we were talking that if she did talk to him during the day, that it was mostly about the business of running the family, is what I like to call it. You know, little Johnny has to be here at 6 p.m. and Annabelle has to be here at 6:30 p.m. and this is what we're having for dinner and all this business. There's nothing really fun or connecting about those things. So she started to think about what she could do to bring in more communication that was fun and playful. And she decided to take her mindset back to their dating days and think about what things that they had in common back then. What was fun to them back then? What things drew them together? And so she made a list of some of those things so that she could have them ready and make an effort to communicate with him. Her goal was once a day, in a fun way, to communicate with him once a day, well, the 5 days a week that he was at work, like via text message or even a phone call, in a way that was fun and different. And so some of our ideas were, there's funny gifts out there that you can send, or jokes, or topics that were related to things that they loved and had in common, news stories, you know, things like that. And then also, I turned her on to this resource that I'll share with you too. It is called The Flirt Alert. It was written by Christian author Jill Savage. If you Google Jill Savage Flirt Alert, you'll find it online. So it's a Christian resource. I want to make sure that you hear that it's safe. But she gives you in this document 30 ways to, that kind of 30 flirty text messages that you could send to your husband. So just to help get your creativity going if you need that. But she, again, I just want to reiterate that it's Christian, and so it's safe and not scary. So with my client Sarah, her husband loved the extra attention that he was getting, and he did start reciprocating it back to her. And so then they were well on their way to moving forward and having, you know, more of that intimacy and connection and friendship in their relationship. And I think that's what a lot of us want. And you can be there too if you're not there now. So I really hope this information helps you feel encouraged, motivated to take that first step. And that's what I'm asking you to do, basically. Instead of approaching your husband with a complaint or a problem, try this instead. Try focusing on what you can do to bring that creativity in, because I believe that is embracing who you are as a woman and what you're good at. And I know that you can do it. So I'd like to challenge you. What would it be like if you could work on this for 7 days in a row, that you would work on bringing into the relationship what you want more of, doing one small thing a day that could help bring that in and create that environment that you want? And I want to hear from you. Give it a try for 7 days. Let me know how it goes. And also, I know that this is easier said than done. So if you would like to work on this with a coach, just reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along your journey. So thank you so much for listening in. And please let me know if you have any specific questions. Also, remember, on my website, there's a free marriage makeover guide to help you fix challenges in your marriage. My website is tinaheisman.com. And don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching. So stop by my website or email me if you would like more information on that. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.